From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The New York Times newspaper says Washington is reconsidering its stance on providing defensive weapons and equipment to Kiev. On Sunday, 10 civilians died as fighting raged on the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. On Saturday, ceasefire talks in Belarus collapsed. VOA's Al Pessin was in the Donetsk region at a hospital where those caught in the battle were treated.
As in any war, ambulance crews do some of the most dangerous work.
I came from two places. I will not name them. From one point, I brought a dead body, and from the other, two wounded. Action from the Russian side has intensified.
Inside, many of the medical workers do not want their faces shown for fear of reprisals if the rebels take the town. The wounded will not talk on camera, but their faces tell their stories. Nearby, a trauma doctor who gave his name only as Nikolai checks more injured troops. He says the hospital is running out of space, and he had to call in an extra doctor to help before midday as more wounded came in. Al Pessin, VOA News, Artemivsk, Ukraine.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel commander Riek Machar have signed a deal committing to end the conflict that has devastated the country. The ceasefire agreement was signed Monday at talks in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. A man once seen as a potential challenger to former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial Monday in France on charges of aggravated pimping. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was once the world's top economist as head of the International Monetary Fund. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $1.7 million. You're listening to VOA News. China said Monday it is opposed to any country meeting the Dalai Lama in any manner after the White House said U.S. President Barack Obama will attend the National Prayer Breakfast with the Tibetan spiritual leader this week. At a press conference in Beijing, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei also called on the U.S. to handle the matter in the interest of bilateral relations. The White House announced last week that Mr. Obama would deliver remarks at the February 5th prayer breakfast in Washington. France's socialist government offered support Sunday for Greece's efforts to renegotiate debt for its huge bailout plan. The backing was a victory for the Greek finance minister amid worry that Greece's new far-left government might not pay back its rescue loans. The finance minister said it would be splendid to reboot the whole situation, so repayment is linked to economic growth in Greece. He said it would ensure everybody gets their money back. Egypt deported an Al Jazeera journalist back to his home in Australia Sunday, releasing him for more than a year's imprisonment after his conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Peter Gresty left Cairo on a flight to Cyprus en route to Australia after Egyptian officials said President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi had approved Gresty's deportation. Gresty's brother, Andrew, was asked by reporters today what he believes his brother would do next.
You know, he's a committed journalist who believes in the principles of what you guys do and the importance of, good journalism to a free, functioning democracy. So there's no doubt that he will devote some of his time and energy to that cause. And I think, straight up, he's not going to forget his two other colleagues. There's no doubt that his excitement is tempered and restrained and will be until those guys are free. So he won't give up until Baher and Mohammed are out of there either.
Okay, you read more on that story at voanews.com. U.S. President Barack Obama sends a $4 trillion budget proposal to Congress Monday that calls for higher taxes on wealthy Americans and easing automatic spending cuts imposed in 2011 as the U.S. struggled to recover from the global economic crisis. The president's 2016 budget includes a one-time 14% tax on overseas corporate profits. The New England Patriots defeated the Seattle Seahawks 28-24 Sunday in the U.S. National Football League's annual Super Bowl championship game in Arizona, winning its fourth NFL title in 14 years. The Patriots were trailing in the fourth quarter when the Patriots quarterback led his team to two scoring drives. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.